This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Chhattisgarh today to participate in the celebrations marking 25 years of the formation of the state. During his visit, Mr. Modi will launch a series of developmental projects worth over 14,260 crore rupees and take part in several programs. The Prime Minister will begin his visit by interacting with around 2,500 children successfully treated with congenital heart diseases under the Gift of Life program at the Sri Satya Sai Sanjeevani Hospital in Nav Raipur, Atal Nagar as part of the Dil Ki Baat initiative. After that, Mr. Modi will unveil the statue of Bharat Ratna former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee at the new building of Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Nav Raipur, Atal Nagar. Prime Minister Modi will then participate in the Chhattisgarh Rajat Mahotsav, celebrating 25 years of the state's formation, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple developmental and transformative projects worth over 14,260 crore rupees across key sectors including roads, industry, healthcare and energy. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has said the traditional rivalries, terrorism and proxy wars along with disinformation campaigns pose major threats today. Addressing the Young Leaders Forum to empower youth for national security in New Delhi, the Army Chief said that warfare is increasingly becoming non-kinetic and non-contact.
We have traditional rivalries and collusive threats leading to more than 2.5 front challenges. Secondly, terrorism, proxy war and internal threats still persist. Thirdly, and more importantly, disinformation campaigns seek to fracture our social fabric from within. Therefore, warfare is becoming increasingly non-kinetic and non-contact.
He stressed that in this era of multi-domain challenges, national security and nation building are inseparable. He added that the globally connected and socially aware Gen Z stands at the center of this new battle space. Mega multi-domain tri-service exercise Trishul is underway along the western border with Pakistan. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Director General Naval Operations Vice Admiral A.N. Pramod said that the exercise would be conducted till the 13th of this month. Vice Admiral Pramod said that the Indian Army's Southern Command, the Indian Navy's Western Command, the Air Force's Southwestern Air Command, as well as the Coast Guard, BSF and other central agencies are participating in exercise Trishul.
Tri-services, that is Army, Navy, Air Force, as well as Coast Guard and BSF and the central agencies are participating. And in a large number, how to enhance this synergy between all the maritime forces as well as inter-services. So it is a very large, complex environment and this is a multi-domain integrated operation which we are conducting. This includes, other than the conventional part of cyber, space, all these aspects also are being considered.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will participate in the 12th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus, ADMM Plus, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. Mr. Singh will address the forum on reflection on 15 years of ADMM Plus and charting the way forward. The ADMM serves as the highest defence consultative and cooperative body within the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India-UK ties have evolved from a complicated historical association to a dynamic and forward-looking partnership. In his remarks during the UK National Day celebrations in the national capital yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that both nations have not only expanded cooperation under the Technology Security Initiative, but also deepened it with regard to connectivity. India has achieved 3 Guinness World Record titles under the campaign Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan. The campaign, which was held between 17th of September and 2nd of last month, witnessed unprecedented community participation. The initiative set multiple records, including the highest number of people to register for a healthcare platform in a single month, numbering over 3 crore 21 lakh. In badminton, India's Unnati Hooda stormed into the women's singles semi-finals of Hilo Open Super 500 tournament of Saarbrücken in Germany yesterday. Unnati defeated fourth-seeded Lin Xiang Ti of Chinese Taipei 22-20, 21-30 in the quarterfinal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.